Didn't you have a great player there, Robert Iverson, who played at Webster?
Yes.
Tell us about him.
He was, Bobby was like about 6'6". He could play guard like he was 5'10". And he could play center like he was 7 foot. He could play a forward like he was 6'6". He was one of the most outstanding players that I ever was a part of in coaching. And he went to K-State. And he ended up at Texas. North Texas State. Yep. But he was super. And Bill Allen was the one who made him.
Mm-hmm. What was it like to coach on the west side at Webster as compared to the other schools in Tulsa? Was it different?
The pride of Webster High School was unbelievable. And if you were a graduate of Webster High School, you were there to promote them. And I'll never forget one time that it came up later that they were talking about closing it. And there was a group that went to the board, as I was told this, and they said, where will our kids go? And they said, to Central. How will they get across the river? We'll eliminate the bridge. So that closed that.
This was a good time for you. You'd been to these small towns in the area, and here you were in Tulsa, the major city in northeast Oklahoma. So this was a real wonderful time for you, wasn't it?
It really was. And you know, the thing, and that's a good point, because Webster High School was really like an independent school district because we were on that side of the river. And then when I went to Edison, the Edison group, we had like 3,000 students in the 10, 11, and 12. And it was Jim Sellers was the athletic director, and he was just a fantastic director of athletics. And it was like a small town.
Okay, so then you leave Webster because you got a better job, or why did you go to Edison?
Well, because they wanted me to come, and I was kind of looking to become a head coach again.
Okay.
And that was the reason that I went.
Right. All right. So, all right. And then you went to Edison in 1970, and I think you were there till 1976.
6 years, yes.
All right. So tell us about your Edison experience. I see you took them to the finals in 1976. Tell us the lead up to all that.
Well, the Edison kids, I helped them in football, and the coaching staff got along so well. Everybody was in favor of promoting their program and helping the others. And we had a rule there that if you played football as a ninth grader and you went out as a sophomore, you had to stay there until football was over before you could come in basketball. And we got that working real good together. And as a result of that, I think that's had just really got our kids going. But we had such a strong desire to win. And those kids played as a team unbelievable. And that's hard to do. You look anymore, and it's hard to see five kids play together. But I say this, and people listening in basketball will think I'm crazy, but Bill Allen ran a side break. Unbelievable. Today it would just be the best thing that anyone could do. They don't do it. But we ran the side break, and all of the kids got to score off the side break. So this made them work a little harder. And as a result of that, we had good basketball teams year after year.
So what is a side break?
You take the ball down. The first person that receives the rebound, if he dribbles, he goes to the sideline. If he makes a pass, that person goes to the sideline. And then the first person down the floor from that goes to the corner on the ball side. The second one does a loop and becomes a low post. the third one goes offside, and the fourth one is the trailer. And one of them will get a shot every time. We really didn't need much of an offense because we're going to score, and they'll stop one, the other one gets it.
Bill Self, when he was at TU, I know, and we'll get into this later, but he's the only coach, right, that you recall that, I mean, there have been others, but he did run it at one time, right?
Yes. Some? Well, he ran it when he was at ORU.
Okay.
And then he ran it a little bit at KU. But I'm sure on a level where you have that many great players that it's more difficult. But on the high school level, that every one of them would like to get a shot, but they won't take it unless it comes their way. And this way it would come. And then the people rebounding would know when they need to go to the boards. And then the big guy normally that made the rebound to begin with was the trailer. And we had all-staters because they would get their shot there from the top of the circle.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever coach against Bill Allen, or was he gone?
You know, that's a good question. I think I did. I think we played a couple of three games, yes.
Did you beat him?
It wasn't any fun. Yes, we did, and it wasn't any fun.
You had an emotional attachment to him.
Bill Allen was just unbelievable, and he was just as good an administrator as he was a coach.
Yeah, but didn't you take Edison to the annual all-college basketball tournament in Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Took him, and then you would take a team to Kansas City as well, right?
Yes, we went to Kansas City a couple of times, and we'd go up there and watch the Big Eight tournament, and we stayed at a junior college on the way up, and the president of the junior college tried to hire me, and I wouldn't go, but he would come and watch us practice. We took 50 kids with us, and we'd practice 50 kids at one time, and he couldn't believe it.
Tell us the story about you leaving John O'Helmrick played for you. Of course, people well known the Helmricks in Tulsa. Tell us that story when you left without him.
Well, we had pretty strict rules that we would tell them what time we were leaving on the bus. And if you're not there, we left you. And we were at the state tournament, and we were coming home, and we told them what time that to be on the bus. Everybody was on there but Jono. So we leave him. Well, when we get back to Edison High School, he pulls up with the guy that he had hired to bring him. And
he'd hired somebody to bring him home.
Yes. And it was thank goodness that it all worked out, and I didn't have to call his parents and tell them. And some of those personal things are, as you look back today, they'd put you in jail for them, wouldn't
did
they?
You have to talk to Jono? This was not a team thing to do, to come home individually. You should have joined your team. Did you had a life lesson there for him.
Well, I was so happy to see him. I really didn't get on him other than to say, you know that you didn't do what you were supposed to do, and you paid the penalty.
Right. Was he a pretty good basketball player, or did you?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He did a great job for us.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been tough to call his father, Walt, and say, Jono, we don't know where he is.